Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place and let's digitally talk face to face. Let's virtually chat face to face. And it is Tuesday and Monday through Thursday. We talk health because it truly is your wealth. And today I wanted to talk about how to make it a September to remember part one. Stay tuned. We will hear a word from my sponsor and then we'll jump right into this chat. So today's sponsor is me, and if you are not part of this conversation, that means you need to subscribe. You could subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and it's iTunes/Cut to the Chase. You could find it and could search for it in the podcast app on iTunes. And you could find it on Radio Public, and also it is on Stitcher. And if you're on Spotify, it is also on Spotify as well. And all you have to do is put your little cursor in the search box and search for Cut. That's the number 2, Chase at 8, Cut to the Chase at 8 podcast, and it'll pop up. Hit subscribe, turn on your notifications button, and then make sure if you want to leave a reply, send me a message to this actual podcast, please do so. And if you're not following me on Facebook, it is Official Madison Chase Fitness. On Instagram, Madison Chase Fitness. On Twitter, Madison Chase Fit, because I only get so many characters. And then on YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness or MC Fitness, but type in Madison Chase Fitness and you will find me on YouTube as well. So thank you guys for listening. All the people who have continued to listen religiously, I so appreciate you. So let's jump into this conversation. So stay tuned. Okay, now that we heard a word from my sponsor, let's jump into how do you make it a September to remember? I'm going to do 3 steps today. There's going to be a total of 10 steps. So Tuesday, 3 steps. Wednesday, 3 steps. Thursday, 4 steps. A total of 10 steps. How to make it a September to remember. So let's jump into this conversation. Step number 1, right? Step number 1 is really doing a honest to goodness assessment, right? And sometimes because we don't see ourselves in the light that we are really living. Like I give the example all the time. I had a client and she didn't think that I knew how much she weighed. And not that the issue was her weight. The issue was she didn't see herself and that her BMI was over 25. And statistically, there are certain things that I don't necessarily agree with because I think statistics don't always study the person, especially people of color. We're not always considered in statistics. And also, depending on who is actually doing the study, they oftentimes want to sway the statistic to benefit them, right? So it's normally not a statistic that has your best interest at heart. So I have your best interest at heart. So here's what I would like to do, right? Let's start with a real live, not live, but a online assessment. Like where you are, what have you done in the past in terms of your health history? Were you a college athlete? Did you play sports? Did you enjoy playing sports? Were you a dancer? Were you a cheerleader? All of those things, when typically you're doing any kind of social media program, whether it is a fitness influencer that you follow, they don't take that into account when they're doing these great exercises that look amazing, but they don't take that into account. So let's start by doing a real assessment on you. Like, where are you right now? What's your past history? What's your past health history? And then number 2, where do you want to go from there, right? And then we'll create an actual game plan that's not the 30-day challenge, that's not the 21-day challenge, because not everyone has the time or the energy or the effort or the finances to spend 2 hours in the gym. Nobody's got time for that. Some people do, but that's okay if you do, and that's great. I could do programs for that too. But if you don't, let's figure out a realistic plan to get you where you want to go. So if you want to do fitness competitions and you want to do bodybuilding competitions, let's do an assessment for that. But also we want to make sure that it's realistic, right? And then number three, you've heard me talk about this. Let's make sure whatever those goals are, that they are SMART goals. And so if you listen to this podcast, you know exactly what SMART goals are. They are specific, they are measurable, and there is some kind of action and accountability around it. They are results driven, and then they are time sensitive. So that's part three of the September to Remember. So if you are interested in making a September to Remember, I'm starting this program on Monday, September, the very first Monday in September. And that date is Monday, September 2nd. So it's going to start September 2nd. So email me at giveme15system@gmail.com. That's giveme15system@gmail.com. So giveme15system@gmail.com. Giveme15system@gmail.com. So thank you guys for listening. I so appreciate you. And this is a brief timeline of essentially a program that is going to be life-changing for you. And I'm actually going to do this myself as well. And I think it's funny because people are always like, no, Madison, you look great. But it is definitely not my best and my healthiest version of myself. So, and I also know, too, time plays a huge factor in the results that you could get in terms of, you know, when I was in my best shape, I had more time, I had more money, and I could actually do a lot more things and I could spend more time in the gym. But I don't have that same kind of energy, and or I don't want to spend my time in the gym. So that's why a lot of times you'll see me doing things outside, because California is the best place to actually hike and work out outside. So why would I not take advantage of that? So thank you guys for listening, and we will chat tomorrow, a September to Remember part 2.